Hi everybody, it's time for Sharei Oraz weekly tshuva of the week. And obviously it's going to be swung about a Sukkot issue. And today we're going to talk about a question that was posed to me by one of the members of our Kehillah. It's an interesting question, and I have permission to share the question. It is a man, and he is going to work today. And where he works, there is no reasonably easy access for him to go to eat in a sukkah. So is he permitted to bring his sandwich so that can get him through his long day, his long challenging day at work, or does he have to restrict himself to those foods which are permitted to eat outside the sukkah? So what I told him was that it actually is permissible, and that is based on a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. We actually did this in the Pre-Mincha Shiur yesterday, that says that a Holchei Drachim, people who go to work during the day, are excused from sitting in the Sukkah during the day. Now, both Rashi and Tosafot explain what's the reason for this. So we read yesterday in the Torah, the mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah, Sukkot Teshuvu Shivat Yamim, that we're supposed to sit in Sukkah for 7 days. And the Gemara teaches us really a cardinal rule, and that is teshavu ke'ein tediru, which means that you sit in the sukkah the way you sit in your house, and you would leave your house to go on a trip, so too you can leave sukkah and go on a trip. Even that means you're going to eat outside the sukkah. You're going to be eating bread. You can have more than a beitzah than of bread outside the sukkah. And And therefore, for business purposes, if one is going to work and it's very difficult to find a sukkah in the area, then one one is actually permitted to eat their sandwich outside the sukkah. It's pretty straight out in the Gemara. Now, the only thing is that both Rav Avadja and Rav Moshe say that this only applies to parnasa. It doesn't apply if you're going on a trip. Then if you're going on a trip, you're really supposed to make every effort to sit in a have a sukkah. This exemption from the mitzvah of sukkah would apply only for needs of parnasa. Parnasa is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to earn a living for your family. Torah says vasavta ganecha, and therefore it is one. This would be a legitimate exemption from the sukkah, but not someone who's just going on a family trip, which is as important as it is to have family trips and family time together. Nonetheless, it does not justify not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. So wherever you're going to be going, there you should sit in the sukkah. We have that in daily halakha, but in terms of for work, it actually be permissible. But it's interesting that God, Hashem should bless the Chabad. They've made Sukkot available, so readily available all over, and therefore one can be able to go to sit in a sukkah for Chabad. However, for this congregant, it was just not a viable option for various reasons, which I understood very, very well based on where he works. And therefore, he felt he can avail himself of this halakha, permitting him to eat outside the sukkah at work. So, again, we should always try to put ourselves in a situation of eating this sukkah, but at times we can rely on this heter, this exemption to eat in the sukkah for the whole Holchei Drachim, someone who has to go to work. Wish everybody a Moedim Sukkah, and Mizmina Sason.